This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In a major announcement today that may help revolutionize digital music sales, EMI, one of the world's four major record labels, said that it would make its current online music catalog available free of anti-piracy software and improve the sound quality. That means musical warhorses like Pink Floyd and the Beach Boys will be among the EMI artists getting a digital makeover, but alas, still no Beatles, at least not yet. Joining us to talk about the new arrangement is Aline Van Dyne, the U.S. communications editor for the Financial Times. Aline, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi.
So is this really a landmark day for digital music?
Well, this is the question that it's still not really clear whether this will make a very big difference in online sales of music. Although iTunes, Apple's iTunes, is the place where most digital versions of songs are bought, there's still a very, very big problem with piracy for the big music companies. And already a number of them are looking into or have been researching whether or not removing some of the anti-piracy restrictions that are called digital rights management, whether removing that will create a bigger market for selling music online. So far, the big music companies like Universal Music, like Sony BMG, say they're not clear yet whether removing these anti-piracy measures actually creates a bigger market, whether it actually helps or hinders piracy. EMI is taking a step that, you know, lots of people are investigating, but there's still a lot of uncertainty in the music industry whether this will actually create a bigger legitimate market or whether it won't.
Right, because it seems kind of counterintuitive that the industry went through great lengths to develop this DRM, digital rights management, to stop piracy, and that perhaps the way to beat piracy is to remove it entirely. DRM, is this the thing where, you know, if you buy something from iTunes, it lets you copy, make 7 copies of the song, and then you're done, you can't do anything else with it?
Yes, exactly. It's codes that are embedded into the tune, into the music, and it stops the amount of times that you can copy it or where you can play it. If you compare it to a CD, you can copy that onto anything, and you can copy it as many times as you want once you take the tune off the CD. You can't really do that with digital music, or at least not with the legitimately bought digital music.
And of course, with iTunes, it can only be played on an iPod and not on anybody else's MP3 player.
Right, exactly. Although there is also a debate whether that's a question of DRM or whether that's just a question for Apple, whether it should make the technology operable on different MP3 players. One of the areas where I think this will have the biggest effect, or where the biggest debate is taking place, is about listening to music on mobile phones, because if you remove the DRM, it means you can play the music on a mobile phone. And at the moment, that's an area that a lot of the music companies are exploring. The mobile phone companies are exploring. And I think they're worried that if they remove this market in music on mobile phones that's protected from piracy at the moment will be much harder to develop.
Hmm. So we're talking about EMI, one of the four major labels, taking DRM, digital rights management, all these anti-piracy restrictions off of their online offerings, but also at the same time boosting the quality to near CD quality. That, of course, is going to mean that you're going to pay for it. So instead of the usual 99 cents per song, it'll be what, $1.30 or $1.29?
Yeah, $1.29, mm-hmm. I think, is what they've decided.
Do you think the marketplace will consider the trade-off as worth the boost in price?
Well, this is why I think it's still too early to say that this is going to become common practice in the music industry. It is possible to buy music, to pay for music online, but there's still a lot of people who don't. Whether they decide to use pirated digital music because it's easier to access, or whether they just don't really care about the quality or the fact that they're not legitimately downloading it, it's not clear. If it's a quality concern, and maybe there's especially older iPod users who prefer to buy music, maybe they will be encouraged to buy a bit more music online. But it's still there's not really any research that will say, yes, if you improve the quality, more people will be willing to pay for it, as opposed to go for pirated versions of the music.
So EMI is really kind of taking, they're out on a limb here. They're taking a real chance in taking these the digital rights management off of their online music.
Yeah, I think they are taking a chance. Their digital revenues are lower than some of their competitors. So some of their competitors might argue they have a bit less to lose.
Yeah.
And also, you know, they have had some problems recently. They've had some profit warnings. So in some ways, in that context, it might be easier to say, let's take a chance. And if it works, it might actually work well for us.
And it's probably important also to mention that while the enhanced new, you know, high-quality DRM-free songs will be available at $1.29, that the usual version of the music will still be available as well for 99 cents. What about, just quickly, Aline, the Beatles? When do they go online? Do we know?
Well, we still don't know. They ended, Apple and EMI ended a long-running dispute in February. It's believed that they're talking about putting the Fab Four songs on the iTunes, but so far there's no deal. Although one would expect that if relations between EMI and Apple are at such a stance where they're doing deals like this, that that's a deal like that is also being discussed.
Right, probably just a matter of time. Aline Van Dine is U.S. Communications Editor for the Financial Times. Aline, thanks very much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, how eco-friendly are your favorite musicians? Some artists are traveling in biodiesel-fueled buses. Others are trying so-called green forms of CD packaging. We'll take a look at the trend and whether it's having any impact, and we'll hear from one musician who's going green himself. Chicago singer-songwriter Andrew Bird will perform live. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Jennifer Munson, assisted by Edward Haber and Alan Black. The program produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter with Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Chris Egan.